Welcome. We're not Brazil.
Davis, Corey Evans. Could be a very useful ball. Oh, and Davis! Yes! The goal of dreams from the captain for Northern Ireland. They've threatened to make one really count for something. What now from Norwood? Oh, McCauley was coming in. Oh, it's in! It is McGuinness! And that's the moment they've waited a generation for! Oh, McCauley underneath it, but back in! Oh, wow, sensational! Stephen Davis! Icing on the cake! Extraordinary goal!
Welcome to the We're Not Brazil podcast. My name is Rich Hines, and over the next 6 months, we will be taking a look at Northern Ireland's first ever appearance in the European Championships next year at France 2016. We will be following all things Northern Irish, from the group draws to the finals in France, and you can follow along with us by downloading our weekly podcasts, joining our live gamer streams, and checking out our other content on Facebook and Twitter. Look for the We're Not Brazil Facebook page and give us a like, or follow us on Twitter at We Are Not Brazil. First up on the show is my regular co-host Andy Williamson, where we talk qualification and the future possibilities for Northern Ireland. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to We're Not Brazil. We are Northern Ireland's premier fan-run podcast, and we'll be taking you through the build-up towards European Championships 2016. This is the first one that Northern Ireland have ever qualified for, and I'm lucky enough to be joined with my guest here, Andy, who has been following Northern Ireland through thick and thin to see this come to life, come to realisation. And finally, we're going to Euros. Andy, how you feel about Northern Ireland on the big stage?
It's unbelievable, Richard. It's just... At the start of the campaign, we all said, we can do it. But in the back of your mind, you're thinking, can we do it?
Well, you hear it every year, you know, can we do it? I mean, I always thought that Laurie was going to be the man to take us, you know, to a major championship. And it just so happens that it's young Michael O'Neill who's taking the helm. And I think we could go there and do some real damage.
Absolutely. I mean, we've proven at Windsor that we can beat anybody on our day. And a good performance from the lads, we could... I think winning it is a push, but Greece did it in 2004.
Exactly.
Why not?
Exactly. We'll not rule anything out just yet. So the plan for the We're Not Brazil group is we are going to take you through the next 6 months and basically hype up our chances of winning the European Championships through podcasts, videos, live streams. It'll all be accessible on our website or our Tumblr page. If you want to follow us, we're going to be on Twitter, Facebook, at We Are Not Brazil. And we will be updating you with any information or news, interviews that we can get with the squad between now and June when we take on the world and we beat them in France's back garden. Andy, you're a season ticket holder for Northern Ireland football team. Which was the best game to experience then while you were there? It must have been the Greece game.
It's got to be Greece. Greece was just unbelievable. The atmosphere, even walking down to the ground, you could just sense that, right, boys, we're going in here and we're witnessing history. Northern Ireland are about to qualify for the Euros. We're going to beat Greece. We're going to easily beat Greece. By halftime, it'll be one. We'll be celebrating in the second half with our tops off, swinging them around our heads. And it wasn't like that, but see, as soon as Steve Davis made it 3-0, and we just knew. There was grown men in tears. There was everyone up dancing, having a party. French tricolours flying through the air. It's the only time there's ever been a tricolour at Windsor Park. But it was unbelievable. It was great. Just electric.
Good work. Awesome, man. It sounds like it was an incredible atmosphere. And to be able to qualify for the European Championships is no mean feat, especially when you look at the teams that didn't qualify.
Exactly.
None bigger than Holland.
I think the football world itself was just shocked at Holland. I mean, you've got superstars in that team. I mean, yeah, I just spent how much on Memphis Depay? He's one of the up-and-coming players in world football, not just Dutch and English football. I mean, you've got Robin van Persie, Wesley Sneijder, like, world-class, have been world-class for the last 10 years, and it's almost as if they're just past it.
Yeah.
Just proof they're past it.
Last time I seen that many Orangemen stopped in their tracks, it was last July. Zing! Get that in there. All
You've
right.
been planning that for ages.
I've been planning that. There was a setup. There was... Oh, actually, that reminds me. I would like to... there's something I want to do in each podcast, and that is I would like to hold a moment's silence for Scotland. Because of all the home nations... I would love to have seen Scotland at the European Championships. Yeah, drinking partners. Drinking partners.
Exactly.
And they are going to have to sit at home, watch the rest of us partying in France. So I would just like to have a moment's silence for Scotland. I think that's enough. Scotland, if you would put the bins out while we're away, that would be fantastic. Now, moving on. I've got a couple of trivia questions for you, just to see if you remember the campaign or if you were too drunk at all the matches to remember. Here is your question. Who scored more of the 16 goals that Northern Ireland scored in qualifying? Kyle Lafferty?
Yeah.
Or the rest of the team combined?
Oh. Steve Davis got a good few. I think Jamie Ward got one or two. Josh McGuinness got one. I would say the rest of the team combined.
The rest of the team combined. Well, the answer is the rest of the team combined. Kyle Lafferty, to his credit, scored 7 of the 16 goals. There were 9 goals scored by the rest of the team. McCauley got 3, Davis got 2, Cathcart, McGinn, Ward, and McGuinness. Good knowledge, well remembered. I feel like we should just crack on with the next trivia question.
Go ahead.
Your next trivia question, since you're doing very well, who was the only person sent off in the group stages?
Chris Bird. It was against Hungary. Chris Bird gets sent off because I remember standing there and not having a clue why he had just been sent off.
So I was working and I saw the highlights whenever I got home, and just, I've never seen somebody get 2 yellow cards in the same phase of play before in my life. I was actually, we were with an Irish League referee. He was working on the site, and I asked him what he thought about it, and he said, well, that's a straight red. The first one he felt was a straight red, and then the second one he said, well, that's a yellow, but I don't know what he's going to do now. And he's watching it with me in real time, and he shows him 2 yellow cards, and he just looks at me and goes, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened there.
We were all sitting in Windsor, and we'd seen he was getting booked, and we're like, okay, fair enough, probably deserves to get booked. But then he started walking away, and then the referee called him back. So we all obviously thought he must have said something to the referee. But I got home, my dad was just like, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure why he gets sent off, but there was 2 pretty bad tackles.
There was two shocking tackles. Yeah. Like, either one of them could be a yellow card. So I guess in that respect, they were both yellow cards. Yeah. You are part of a very select group now of people who have season tickets for the Northern Ireland matches. This entitles you to apply for tickets for the actual European Championships. Do you have travel plans for France?
I have already booked my flights.
Oh, really?
I leave Dublin on the 10th of June, the day the tournament begins.
Oh, brilliant.
And I arrive in Montpellier, and I'm there for 2 weeks, traveling around France with my brother-in-law, flying home on the 24th.
That's incredible. Is there going to be many games in Marseille then? Or, sorry, Montpellier?
Well, Montpellier itself isn't the host city, but it's got, I think there's maybe 3 or 4 around it that all have games, or all, I think, groups E and F especially.
Great.
Most of their games are around that area, so I think that's why we flew into there.
So, looking at the group's potential draws then, is there anybody you would like to get, like, to avoid?
I would like England.
You would like England? Wow. Just putting that out there.
It's a controversial one. Wow. I would like England. I think that England are one of the most overrated teams. And we're still, I mean, we beat England once and we made up a song about it.
I agree.
Let's make up another song.
I totally agree. You know, it's going to be 11 years since we beat England. Yeah. So
It's
about time we do it again. A little spot of trivia for you. I don't know if you even know this, but I used to have a sports show on Queen's Radio, and I got reprimanded and taken off the air for 2 weeks because I played We're Not Brazil, We're Northern Ireland on repeat for the duration of my show after the Spain match, I think 3-2. It was, the 3-2 match. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that song was obviously just about the 2005, it was the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do with a new song. Like, any ideas for any songs for 2016?
I think we just need to get Jackie Fullerton on the phone and just get him down.
Perfect. I mean, what rhymes with Lafferty? I'm not even sure. Personally, I would like to see a replay of the Portugal games. I think Northern Ireland have the beating of Portugal. I mean, that was a great draw earned in the 2014 World Cup campaign. The other game went to hell in the handbasket, you know, the 2-4. I think we had them that night as well. Pot 2 looks like an interesting one. I'll just show you the teams there. Have you seen the teams? So that's them ordered in ranking. I mean, some pretty difficult teams in there, but then again, you would fancy yourself maybe against a Croatia or a Ukraine.
See, I would. Italy at the big tournament are always good.
Oh yeah, I don't. Italy's probably the last one I want in there.
Yeah, the last time we played Russia, we beat them 1-0 at Windsor. Martin Patterson scored it. Austria are one of the most underrated teams in the world at the minute. They are unbelievable. I think they're up to 10th in the world or something.
They're pretty high up now. But what I would say is Alaba, who's pretty much their best player, he's injured for Bayern Munich at the minute. He's going to be out until March.
Ooh.
So that puts a different perspective on things. So,
well, that's the thing. You don't know. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be players who just for some reason don't make it.
Well, that's it. I mean, you look at Andreas Weinmann, who was a starter up front for Austria, and he's just fallen by the wayside. You know,
he's a Derby now, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a Derby. Yeah. I mean, Austria are dodgy ones. I think Switzerland are one of the most criminally boring teams to watch.
Yeah.
So I would take them on in a 0-0 draw to the death.
Yeah. Ukraine,
yeah. Ukraine. Russia, I think. Well, the new manager's come in. He's breathed a bit of life into them, you know.
Yeah.
The third group, I definitely think we can beat a lot of these people. And because of the way the groups work out now, all you have to do is finish top 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
We can hammer some of these boys. Look at these.
Realistically, a win and a draw and you're 3.
Yeah, 100%. I totally agree.
Does
Slovakia even play football? I mean,
Big Martin Skrtel, are you serious?
Do they?
Big Martin Skrtel
He's never going to be a top player,
is he? I think Poland are the team to avoid there.
Poland and Sweden. Right?
Sweden, see if you can mark Zlatan.
Well, you've got Sweden. But can you mark Zlatan?
Like, Gareth McCauley can mark anybody.
The age-old question. Well, Gareth, I mean, he's probably the man to do it. But Poland and Sweden I would avoid simply on the basis of one-man team, yes, but what a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I know that Portugal's a one-man team and I want to take them on, but I just feel like Lewandowski and Ibrahimovic. Ibrahimovic, last major tournament, probably.
Step up to the mark. He's just going to go out in the high. Yeah.
You know, the big man is going to go out in the big stage in the top or on a high. Hungary, you know, I think we did all right.
You know, 4 points against them in qualifying. Romania, 1 point against them in qualifying. Could have been more. Probably should have been more.
Sure, yeah. The top two seeded as well, Romania and Hungary.
Yeah, and we've got the Czech Republic in their next qualifying campaign, so it'd be nice to maybe see what we're up against, you know.
Yeah, that's very true. And then the people that are lucky to avoid Northern Ireland, Gareth Bale, Turkey, the Republic, Iceland, and
Albania.
Who the hell is that? Albania. I mean, yeah, I would fancy a group with Portugal, Switzerland, and Slovakia, I think, would be my dream.
I think mine would be England, Russia, and probably Hungary.
Okay, yeah, well, Hungary's a great shout. Nightmare group. Do you want to take on the best team in the world? And apparently that's Belgium.
I see, to be honest, Wales proved that Belgium are beatable. Gareth Bale proved that Belgium are beatable.
I mean, I don't know how much Buckfast the boys at FIFA are on, but Belgium should not be the top-rated team in the world. Germany are fourth. Germany are the world champions and they're fourth.
It's ridiculous, you know...
That's Jim Boyce probably at the helm. But that's like just a madness. Spain second, or Spain are third. Argentina are second. You know, we could draw Argentina if Kyle Lafferty had his way. But, it's to be ahead of Spain and Germany in the rankings, I would take Belgium on just for that.
Yeah.
Being able to say you've beat the number one team in the world.
Yeah.
They might not even get out of qualifying. There's teams there that could beat.
Absolutely. I mean, it's luckily a draw. And you've seen this season, Belgium star man Hazard hasn't been anywhere near how good he was last season. Even Vincent Kompany's had his problem with injuries. Christian Benteke's been struggling with injury.
I mean, he was great when he was at Villa. But I don't know what's happened ever since he's moved to Liverpool. You know. Yeah, I think that Northern Ireland have a great shout anyway. I actually was surprised at how bad some of them teams in Pot 2 are. Definitely beatable teams. Switzerland are definitely beatable. Russia, Croatia... I think we have a great chance.
I think the seeding wasn't great. I mean, you've got teams. I mean, we finished top of our group, and the two teams that finished below us are in a pot above us. I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Wales. I mean, Wales must be crying about.
Yeah.
They're 17th in the world, and they're in pot four. I mean, that's just.
I think whenever the pots were made, they were up 9th or 8th or 9th, weren't they? I mean, realistically, Wales. Wales are a lot better, as are Northern Ireland, are a lot better than a lot of the teams that are above them. Even Poland, I know they're pot three, but Poland should not be pot three.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the likes of Russia and Ukraine, you know, Poland are a dangerous team. Poland could actually cause an upset in this competition. You know, they're...
Well, Poland are below Northern Ireland, you know, in the rankings.
I don't take the rankings seriously.
They must not rate Lewandowski as much as they rate Lafferty. I mean, but then again, who does, really? I mean, at least they've got Northern Ireland above the Republic of Ireland. That's all that really matters. North above South, as it should be. Who do you think are going to be the players to look out for in this tournament?
For Northern Ireland.
For Northern Ireland and then in general.
For Northern Ireland, obviously, Steve Davis.
Mm-hmm.
He's
captain.
He's solid. He's just... I've never seen a footballer who just... He knows exactly what he's doing. He's so calm on the ball, and he can put the ball on a 50p piece anywhere on the pitch. He's unbelievable.
What's odd about Stephen Davis was, you know, whenever he was playing for Villa and stuff, he was being linked with Man United.
Yeah.
And just... The big money move never really transpired for him.
Yeah.
But he's such a quality player.
He really is. And he's proven that now at Southampton. You know, he's and him and Wanyama and that central midfield are just the backbone, really, of Southampton. And, you know, it was the same when he was at Rangers. And, you know, he was a key player in every single team he's gone to. He scores goals. He gets back and helps at the back. And he's just a workhorse. I mean, the boy never stops.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
No, absolutely. Anybody else apart from like obviously Lafferty? I mean
Lafferty. I've always been a big fan of Gareth McCauley.
Right.
I think he's the most underrated player in the Premier League.
He is that right?
Phenomenal. See every time Northern Ireland get a corner or a free kick, an attacking free kick.
Yeah.
Gareth McCauley's name is sung the whole way around Windsor Park because we know where that ball's going. That's going to that man's head, and then it's ending up in the back of the net. Fantastic footballer.
He is a fantastic header of the ball, I will say. Rather, but I mean, if he can do that in the big stage, I will kiss his boots. I'll kiss his head.
I will kiss his head along with
you. If he scores with his head, I will kiss his head.
I will French kiss his head. I'll be licking that man's head.
Well, you heard it here first. We'll talk about, now this might be a controversial topic, but we're a controversial podcast here. We're not Brazil. We do have some boys from Northern Ireland going. They're playing for alternative countries, shall we say.
Yeah.
In fact, we have a manager going who's managing an alternative company. They're basically like the alternates. Martin O'Neill is the alternate for Michael. And we have Darren and James who are possibly playing for the Republic this year. When they could be playing for Northern Ireland. What is your view on cross-border hopping cross-border.
I think if you want to do it, obviously you're allowed to do it, but I think it's, if you spend your whole youth career coming up through the Northern Ireland youth system, the likes of James and Darren did, coming up, playing alongside the players that are now playing for Northern Ireland, they should, as soon as you make a competitive appearance for any age group, you should be linked to that country. You can't change.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I think, obviously, Darren Gibson, he went over and it's sort of like, oh, okay, we're not happy about it, but we've got Steve Davis, Ollie Norwood, both good footballers.
True.
James McLean went over and he's, oh, he's just, he's such
He's ruffling feathers, to say the least.
And he's not making himself any friends at the IFA. And the fact is, if somehow, well, Northern Ireland are going to get through, if somehow the Republic of Ireland scrape through their group and they come up against Northern Ireland.
Wow.
The man who two-foots James McLean will instantly get a mural in East Belfast. It's a certain habit.
It's 100%. No, and I couldn't agree more. I think if you come up through the youth system, you stay with that, you know, country. It goes for Jack Grealish as well, you know, changing his allegiance to England. It has to be discussed. We will be keeping an eye on their movements while they're over there. But at the end of the day, there's only one team we care about, and it's Northern Ireland.
Yep.
And, well, actually, there's two, I guess. For me, personally, it's Northern Ireland and anyone England plays. For me, as long as England do not win the European Championships, like, that's, for me, one of the main goals. If we can hamper England in any way, we'll take a general look also throughout these podcasts at what's going on with the Euros and with FIFA in general, because it is just an absolute clown show at the minute.
It's a shambles.
What is going on? So another raid in a swanky hotel in Switzerland?
I think it's one of those things everyone's known it's been going on for years.
Sure.
Obviously, hopefully now that's it being knocked in the head. Football will continue to be football. The World Cup going to Qatar. I mean, I think I hold the same view as most people. It's a joke. It is a joke.
Well, this is under Jim Boyce's vice presidency as well, that it ended up in Qatar. I mean, he was able to smuggle it over to Belfast for a night as well. But the World Cup ending up in Qatar is just, I mean, it's a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe. That was my gag for that one. But it is a catastrophe. It's too hot. How's Northern Ireland going to compete?
Russia going to compete?
They're going to try and, I don't care about Russia. I don't care about Northern. How are Northern Ireland going to win the World Cup when it's 50 degrees outside? I've seen postcards of that temperature and they've given me a suntan. Like, that's, I do not fancy our chances. And let's be honest, we wouldn't stand a chance.
No.
Lafferty's a beanpole anyway. He doesn't have any more weight to sweat out. The big man will be struggling to breathe, never mind head the ball into the back of the net out there. Even more shocking, I think, speaking of white fellas in warm temperatures, Gary Neville is now the Valencia manager.
I mean, I was told it by a friend of mine, and I thought he'd meant Phil, because obviously Phil was over there already.
Of course, yeah.
But Gary Neville, I mean, I'm a Liverpool fan. Gary Neville was never my favourite player growing up.
I know exactly what you're going to say, and I wholeheartedly agree.
As a pundit, that man is fantastic.
Unbelievable.
The relationship him and Jamie Carragher have, that love-hate relationship.
It's beautiful.
We just love it. We absolutely love it. We're going to miss it. A man who clearly is so passionate about football, knows football. I mean, he's been brought through in one of the best teams of his generation, if not the best team of his generation. It kills me to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, he knows his football, brought up by Alex Ferguson through the ranks. I mean, why not? I mean, it's a big step for his first managerial job, a team like Valencia, but, I mean, fair play to him. I mean, I don't think I could do it, but
100%. No, it's a lifestyle change as well. Oh, he's talking about, like, he's moving his daughters out, his family's relocating. I mean, I guess, like, their ambitions are Champions League football, and that's it's a big undertaking, but you know, good luck to him. And it really does disgust me saying that, because I hate anything to do with Man United as a general rule of thumb.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, best of luck to the kid. I'm sure he'll do all right.
Yeah.
Things to look forward to. With every major tournament, it's not just the fans that enjoy the football. It's not just the adults who get to watch the big screens in the bar and cheer on their team. Yep. It's the kids as well. And what the kids love more than football? Stickers.
Stickers.
What have we got coming out this year? Well, I will tell you. On Thursday, the 10th of December, Panini Stickers are releasing a Northern Ireland edition of their Euro 2016 sticker album.
Oh, fantastic.
There will be over 200 stickers to collect, and for just $2.99, you get your album and 31 stickers.
Oh,
isn't that incredible?
Unbelievable.
There's 24 Shinies club badges, or country badges.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland Shiny has got to be worth...
It's got to be up there.
A couple of quid.
It really does.
We are going to... So, the We're Not Brazil team, that's you and me.
Yeah.
We're going to get an album.
100%.
We're going to do our best to finish it. And we will use the help of Twitter, social media. We will get this book finished and hopefully get it signed by some of the players.
Yep.
This is going to be... This is our challenge. This is our personal challenge. To get the Panini sticker album finished, Northern Ireland edition, before the final, which Northern Ireland will probably still be in.
Definitely.
Which will be the 10th of July.
Yes.
2016.
Yep.
Good, Matt. You a big sticker book fan?
I was brought up on the football stickers. Richard and I were actually at university together, and it must have been a 2010 sticker book. We went out and we searched the country top to bottom for a Stoke Shiny, and we eventually got one, and it was the biggest party we had of the year.
Nothing was as exciting as getting a Stoke Shiny in one of the packets. So Michel Platini, the man who orchestrated this change to 24 teams, which many, you know, said was a bad idea because it was just allowed big teams to coast through. But then, sure, look what happened to Holland, you know.
Yep.
They didn't manage it. Northern Ireland did. Who's the better team now? he's going to be barred from attending the draw next week or this week. And pretty much, he's under a 90-day suspension.
Yeah.
Is that punishment strong enough for corruption in football?
I think corruption in football should just be straight away lifetime ban. Should have nothing to do with the game. I think that while Platini's being investigated, obviously it's all allegations and stuff at the minute.
Sure.
If he's found guilty, the man should never be allowed near a football stadium ever again.
Totally agree.
And same with Sepp Blatter. But I think that Sepp Blatter, the writing's been on the wall for a while. Everybody's known what's been going on. Absolutely. Ever since Qatar and Russia got the World Cups, I mean, you've got a country like England could host the World Cup tomorrow, and hasn't hosted one for, it'll be coming up to 50 years.
True, yeah.
Ridiculous, it's absolutely ridiculous.
I knew something was wrong ever since Jim Boyce walked into the Tesco's with that gold Rolex on his arm. I mean, I haven't seen this many FIFA apologies since I played you at FIFA back in the uni. Back in the uni days. Speaking of games, actually, the Euro 2016 video game license didn't go to EA Sports this year.
Yeah, I heard... Konami
got it. Yeah, Konami. So it's gonna be actually, because Konami's had a pretty desperately poor year in terms of getting PES or PES to work.
Yeah,
they've had a lot of problems with that and with other games. In fact,
yeah.
So they're gonna release the Euro 2016 as a free downloadable.
Yeah, I think it's good. Obviously, you're going to have to change all the names, probably. Snake Derek. Snake Derek playing him centre on midfield for Northern Ireland will be good. But
What's Cal Lafferty whenever he's...
Oh, Goodness knows.
Like, what could you possibly call him? Beanpole or Gareth McCauley?
Well, I mean, Aaron Hughes. Aaron Hughes is Arc Hugo.
Was he?
So it can be anything. That's but madness. If they've got the rights, they'll probably have the names, I assume. So
yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully it'll be good.
I know that they're hopefully going to have all the stadiums as well. Right. I think it actually might cause a shift from FIFA over to PES. I mean, certainly I know for us. For We're Not Brazil, for our live stream channel, we're going to have FIFA until the download comes out for PES, but then we might switch over, because I want to try and run it as many times as I can, taking Northern Ireland to the European Championships final in Paris. Northern Ireland, then, can they, all seriousness, can they have an impact on this tournament?
100%. I think if we go out there, there's no pressure. Honest, we're going out there, everyone's expecting us, three games, losing every single one of them, we're there to make up the numbers, but we know we can beat anybody when we go out there. On the day, Northern Ireland are exceptional, or they can be mediocre at best.
Let's talk about the exceptional ones, though, because they can. Look at the past 10 years, look at the teams we've beat.
Spain, Sweden, Denmark, Russia... I mean,
top 10 teams, top World Cup winners.
Yeah.
And we've beaten them all. I mean, granted, it's at Windsor, which is a special place.
It is.
But we just have to, and I believe that the fans will, we have to turn any stadium that we're in France into Windsor Park.
Absolutely.
And I fully believe that the fans will do that.
I mean, 100%. I mean, we have, in my eyes, the best fans in the world. I mean, you don't go to a match where your team's getting beat 3-0 with 2 minutes to go. And the only chant going around is we're going to win 4-3. I mean, if you look at even Premier League matches, as soon as a team goes 3-0 down, half the stadium's empty. The fans just leave. We don't. We're there because we love our team. We're there because we genuinely believe our team can do the impossible, because we've done it before and we're going to do it again.
I've seen Northern Ireland games where we're 2-0 down and the chant is, let's all do the bouncing. you know what I mean? It's just... You can't buy that sort of support and loyalty. And I think a lot of heads are going to be turned. Like, a lot of people are going to take notice of Northern Ireland.
Definitely. And I think it's a big tournament for players, for the young players. You know, your Paddy McNairs and even some of the other ones, Corey Evans and guys like that. Because they're going to be seen around the world, probably for the first time. I mean, Ollie Norwood plays for, I think, is it Huddersfield he plays for at the minute? I mean, realistically, the championship's not being watched that much outside of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be being watched in Italy, Spain, Turkey, Croatia, Greece. I mean, all these countries that have good football teams, good football leagues, and it's a real good chance for a team. I mean, the likes of Fenerbahce, Galatasaray in Turkey, they're going to be watching this thinking, who's that? We'll take him on. Wesley Schneider's coming towards the end of his career. We need somebody to replace him at Galatasaray. Ollie Norwood, stick him in.
That's it, you know. What's that guy's nickname? The Derry Pelle?
Paddy McCorta.
Sign him up, you know.
Paddy McCorta.
Napoli or somewhere like that, you know. Boise scores a goal and suddenly he's being hunted by, you know, La Liga teams, you know. I think that a lot of people are going to change their perception of Northern Ireland. I think we're going to have a great time out there.
Yep.
I think we're going to have an even better build-up towards it.
Yep.
The first major tournament we've ever reached in our lifetimes. The first time that we've been in a major tournament in 30 years.
And we're going to win it.
We're going to win it, ladies and gentlemen. That's all from me and Andy this week. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Please like and subscribe our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter at We Are Not Brazil, and check out our podcast next week for reaction to the group draws and more views from the team here at We're Not Brazil.